is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Morrison on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Bless the Beasts and the Children. He wrote that for the movie. He and Perry Botkin Jr. Did a lot together. Also, Al DeLore in there with a theme from MASH, also known as Suicide is Painless. Don't ask me why, but that's what it is. And there you have it on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, where it is time for... Going on a road trip. This week we're going to Illinois. And if you're angry at them, don't be Illinoised at them. Yes, starting with the world's largest catsup bottle, which is probably different than the world's largest ketchup bottle, I guess, in Collinsville, Illinois. Standing 170 feet tall, this iconic water tower shaped like a ketchup bottle looms proudly over town like a condiment colossus. It was built in 1949 for the Brooks Catsup Company and is still lovingly maintained by locals who treat it like their big red lighthouse. It's the perfect blink twice, did I really see that Illinois moment? Yeah. The Leaning Tower of Niles in Niles, Illinois. This half-scale replica of Italy's famous Leaning Tower sits right outside the YMCA, tilting just enough to make drivers do a double take. It was built in the 1930s as a part of a recreation park and now stands as one of Illinois' most charmingly odd landmarks. It's proof that you don't need a passport to get delightfully confused. Yes. In Staunton, Illinois, is Henry's Rabbit Ranch. Now, this isn't the type of rabbit you think it is. Think Route 66 nostalgia meeting bunny-themed fever dream. Yes, part roadside attraction, part tribute to Volkswagen rabbits. Part actual rabbit because visitors are greeted by a giant fiberglass jackrabbit and the friendliest rabbits you'll ever meet. It's a whimsical roadside hug on the mother road. Uh-huh. In Wilmington, Illinois, is the Gemini Giant, this towering 30-feet muffler man, dressed as a green space astronaut, has guarded the launching pad diner since the 1960s, with his helmet-tucked hair, his arm, and his stoic stare. His helmet tucked under his arm with his stoic stare, yes. He's a beloved Route 66 monument and perfect photo op fuel. Few Illinois icons say retro road trip quite like Gemini Giant. In Metropolis, Illinois, is the Superman statue. Of course it is in Metropolis. In the official hometown of Superman, yes, legally designated, stands a 15-foot bronze man of steel surveying the city square. Visitors pose with him, explore the nearby Super Museum, and hunt for the giant Lois Lane cutout down the block. It's joyful, earnest Americana at its finest. Yes, indeed. And finally, in Collinsville, Illinois, is the Cahokia Mounds Monk's Mound. Okay. For something ancient and awe-inspiring, why don't you visit Monk's Mound, the largest prehistoric earthwork in the Americas. It was built by a Mississippian civilization nearly 1,000 years ago. It rises 100 feet above the prairie and offers a quiet, breathtaking view over the historic site. It's less odd and more extraordinary, but absolutely belongs on the Illinois road trip. So if you're taking a road trip to Illinois, there are some things you want to look out for when you're driving past or through or maybe on your way to somewhere else. I don't know. Meanwhile, don't lose that number, Ricky. Here's the Botticelli Orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
We'll be right back.
relaxing and easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy with Pat Valentino, and let's hear it for the boy. Yes, that's from the musical Footloose originally, I believe. Before that, Manuel and Music of the Mountains, also known as Jeff Love with Never on a Sunday. Alex de Azevedo, Here, There, and Everywhere, that was done by the Beatles originally. Floyd Kramer with I'll Never Fall in Love Again, and Botticelli with Ricky, Don't Lose That Number, because if you do, you're in trouble. Yes, so there we go, and here we have Ray Conniff. We've only just begun. Well, that worked out perfectly well. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises. We kiss for luck and we're before the rising sun.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
That's Bert Kempfert on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a song called You, Me, and a Dog Named Bee. No, well, it's Me, You, and a Dog Named Boo, which is bad English, so trying to retitle that one. Before that, we had Alan Tew and My Eyes Adored You, Tijuana Taxi with Herb Alpert before that, and we've only just begun, done by the Ray Conniff Singers here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, which reminds me that Christmas music starts next week on the program, and even though it is not close to Christmas, we do start sprinkling it in as the time goes by. So listen for that. You'll have to listen carefully next week, but the week after, I bet you'll start hearing more. And now it is time for... I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline, Boise, Idaho. Guess who this is about? Serial record breaker David Rush added another Guinness title by carrying 7 bowling balls while riding a unicycle. Of course he did. Rush said the idea came to him over pizza with friends just the night before. Balancing the heavy balls across his lap and arms, he pedaled and marked course while officials watched closely. The spectators gasped every time a ball wobbled, but none hit the ground. Guinness confirmed he surpassed the previous record by 1 ball. Oh boy. Rush joked afterward that bowling balls were easier to balance than pizza slices. He said he's already brainstorming something sillier for his next attempt. Of course he is. Santa Claus, Indiana. Yes, there is such a place. A deer wandered into the closed Holiday World and Splash and Safari theme park and fell through a safety net and into a drained pool. Workers found the startled animal splashing in shallow water during the morning inspection. Staff used soft nets and calm voices to guide it out safely. Park officials said the deer hopped the fence and likely panicked after slipping through the maintenance netting. No injuries were reported, but workers joked the deer tested the water ride before anyone else. The park has since reinforced the area to prevent repeat incidents. The deer bounced back into the nearby woods once he was freed, or she was freed, depending on which one it was. And finally, in Chicago, a new report shows U.S. pet owners are naming their dogs and cats after 90s pop culture icons more than ever. Names like Buffy, Neo, Spocky, and Yoda topped the 2025 rankings. Analysts reviewed thousands of national adoption and vet clinic records to compile the list. Owners said nostalgia and streaming reboots heavily influenced their choices. One Chicago woman named her terrier Spocky because he's logical, but he still chews my shoes. Of course, yes. The report found traditional human names continue to decline. Researchers joked that pop culture has officially become head of household. Of course it has, and 1990s is not far enough back to be nostalgic. Or is it? I'm finding this difficult to accept. Well, going back even further to the 70s and the TV show Taxi, here's the theme from that show by Bob James called Angela on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm, with an actual armful of real live girls. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my goggles and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live girl. Speaking of miracles, this must be it. Just when I started to learn how to knit, I'm all in stitches from finding what riches a dance can reveal with a real live girl.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Matt Monro, England's answer to Frank Sinatra with Real Live Girl. Before that, we had Jeff Eales and his orchestra with You. Not, well, not you listening, but you. The title of the song done by Karen Carpenter at one time. Frank Purcell and Song for Guy, and Ferrante and Teicher in there with Nadia's Theme, another Neil DeVorzin tune, and then Bob James before that with Angela. And just because I could talk this week and sound pretty decent, I will play the following.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha-ha.
Oh, do it again, please.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha-ha.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Always, yes. Here's the Gordon Franks Orchestra, Love in the Open Air. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Oh my goodness. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And is a production of PBRTV.com. See, I got so cocky about being able to talk, now I can't talk. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-27. It's been 27 weeks since Memorial Day.
While he was incarcerated at Rikers, tried to kill himself. He was not successful, and if you know the history of the story of Sid, he was successful.